Last month, I watched a video of a discussion about childhood poverty at Georgetown University, featuring President Obama, the head of the American Enterprise Institute, and Harvard University professor Robert Putnam. I was moved by Putnam's presentation and went out and got his book, Our Kids, The Fracturing of the American Dream. I cannot recommend that book more highly. With both national statistics and starkly drawn individual portraits, Putnam attempts to shake most comfortable Americans out of our lethargy into demanding of our politicians, civic leaders, and voluntary organizations that they focus attention on a national disgrace. That is, upward mobility has declined dramatically in the last two generations. Children born to the wrong parents just have too tough a life journey to succeed. Kids born into poverty are more likely to remain there than similar kids 40 or 50 years ago. The national statistics are illustrated by what Putnam calls scissors diagrams. Dividing the population into families with college-educated parents and those parents with only a high school degree, Putnam shows that during the earlier periods, both sets of families experienced similar ups and downs in income growth and other opportunities. However, beginning in the 1980s, the fortunes of these families diverged sharply, seriously dashing hopes for the children of the poor. There are many examples. Here's a real shocker. One figure shows that smart, poor kids, those who measure in the top 25% of test scores, are less likely to graduate from college than rich kids who score in the bottom 25%. Of course, that doesn't mean that bright kids from low-income families never graduate from college, or that every rich kid, no matter how poorly they do on test scores, always graduates from college. Nevertheless, this one figure illustrates how deep and long-lasting is the influence of the accident of birth in our society, a country that prides itself on the myth that supposedly anyone can make it in America if they just try hard enough. Putnam reminds us again and again, and particularly at the end, where he addresses the question of what we as a nation should do about the shocking trends his book revealed, that these trends did not just happen. There were public policies that had created the more equal opportunity society of the quarter century after World War II. And there were public policies that helped create the widening scissors gaps since 1980. From an economic policy perspective, over the years in these commentaries, I have emphasized the rise in inequality, the stagnation of wage growth in particular, and the starvation of the public sector. In my March 2015 commentary, I referenced a book, The Rise and Fall of Neoliberal Capitalism, by David Kotz. Since the early 1980s, neoliberal policies have led to the increases in inequality, as well documented by Thomas Piketty and Emmanuel Saez, also referenced many times in these commentaries. One particularly perverse way the public sector is starved and inequality enhanced is the creation of pay-to-play policies for extracurricular activities in public schools. Due to budget constraints, public school districts are requiring fees for students who want to participate in various extracurricular activities. Putnam urges every reader that if they do nothing else, they should go to their local school district and demand an end to pay-to-play and the return to a budget sufficient to fund activities for everyone. His point is not restricted to this particular example, which some might find significantly less important than nutrition or the mass imprisonment of men of color or the self-segregation of the highly successful upper middle class from the rest of society. But it is a very concrete attempt to remind us that every child growing up in America is our child. We as a society continue to abandon these kids to their fates at our peril. Please make all presidential candidates address this problem with concrete proposals.